Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh, man, I want to go to more of your calls. We're almost out of time. We got a powerful in-studio guest as well, but she's coming to Texas. We'll get her in here for 2 hours at that time. Rosa Corey's our guest, author of Behind the Green Mask. Ryan in Texas. Yeah, no, it's illegal for them to come across your property and do this. They could just turn your power off, I guess, and you got to argue with them on that. So they have laws trying to block real solar power you control. They want it in their grid, and that's really the answer here. Is to get out of the system, you know, real sustainability. Their sustainability is the opposite of sustainability. It's slavery. But what happened? You said you violated my rights.
They said, well, by law that we can come in and do whatever we want. That's our property. And I said, well, you know what? I want your property removed. And I'm going to take it out, and I'm going to go on eBay and buy myself a little analog meter and replace it. And they said, well, if you even touch it, that's tampering, and we'll have you arrested. And I go, well, I want it out. And they go, the only option is for you to go solar. And anybody that refuses to have the smart meter installed in the beginning quarter of this year, they're just going to start turning people's powers off.
You know what? I say go dark, and then they're going to send the health department saying you're unsanitary and stuff, and say, hey, they get a civil rights lawsuit, and then bring out that they're dialing into everything you're doing, watching and listening to you, including jacking your computers. This is on record, folks, in the Google patents, and dialing into your camera and microphone. God bless you, sir. Let's go get a quick comment from Rosa Corey.
Yeah, this is what the smart grid is about controlling everything that is related to technology. So your internet, your phone, your electricity, everything. And also, it's about, as you said, Alex, it's about identifying people who are dissenters and then shutting off their power. It's about being able to control. So you do need to resist. I agree. Go dark and then fight them. We need to do this as a nation. Stop it. Refuse to collaborate.
It's time to get back to that anyways. Get the candles out. Go dark.
Yeah, I lived like that for a long time in Mexico. It's great.
It's like camping. I mean, go dark, folks. Go dark. We either fight, and it's only going to get worse. Okay, this is a scientific, in their words, technocracy. They think they got it all planned out, and they're counting on you to be lazy. God bless you, sir. Go dark, sue them, fight them. This is the new civil rights movement. While they're busy saying, if you don't want to turn your guns in, you're a cracker. You know, and that's on MSNBC, total racism, to create racial division. The real discrimination is going on against all of us by the globalists. Mike in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how are you, Alex?
Good, sir.
How you doing? I got a quick question for you.
Almost out of time. Almost out of time.
Yeah, you know, I have three. I'm 36 years old, and I have three children up here. I'm very, very invested in what's going on. I would like some sort of brochure that I would commit to knock on every door in my town here in Epping, New Hampshire, and telling them about Agenda 21.
Let me tell you, we have those flyers for you on our website. That's Democrats Against UNAgenda21.com. Those flyers are called "What's Wrong with Sustainable Development and Why Is Everyone Talking About Agenda 21. Make those flyers. You can make 100 flyers for $6. Walk them around. Get that info out to everyone.
Absolutely. It's time to hit them and hit them hard. And you said you've got children. That's what this is about. This is the Chinese communist slave model with a tiny elite on top that are free market and get the money. The globalists, the CFR admits, the deal they made with the Chinese communists is the plan here. They've done this in China. Rosa?
Yeah, and that's it. This is what we're fighting. One great thing is that this year I am being invited to speak to governors, to Congress people, to senators all across the country. So people are getting through to their elected officials. We want to draw this down. We want to block it. This is an ideology, and we will stop it. Free people never submit to this kind of tyranny.
No, they don't. Rosa Corey, we're going to talk to you again soon. Callers, I'll get to you. I get to talk to Pastor Williams. We can talk at Gen 21. The book, Behind the Green Mask, you and Gen 21. Rosa Corey, available at Infowars.com right now. But go to her site. Print off the flyers in your printer and get them out to people. Give the website out one more time.
Democrats Against UNAgenda21.com.
Great job. Great job. We'll talk to you soon in studio. We'll be back. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Thank you for joining us again on this Friday, February 1st, 2013 edition. I am your host, Alex Jones, and wow, we just had Rosa Corey on with You and Agenda 21, the book, and everything she's saying is totally true. I mean, we're calling them total eugenics, world government, population reduction, turning the cities into total prisons where everything's surveilled beyond 1984, forced abortions, you know, suicide nets around the Agenda 21 factories. All of it's true and then some. And we've just had it so good because of liberty. America, people, they can point out the problems with America. But compared to other countries, 5% of the population, half the world's wealth. Now as the liberty is taken, now as the Constitution is ignored, now as the Bible is ignored, everything's going to hell in a handbasket. And you can't deny that, whether you believe in God or not. When you become decadent, when you don't care about other people, when you don't make a stand, when you don't take action, you are rudderless. And a ship without a rudder just goes around wherever the wind blows it. And that's why I have an article up at InfoWars.com, Population Control Propagandists. This is at Yale with top UN officials. We get very little opposition from the public because via the television programs, we have very gradual evolution of the characters. It's an hour and 50-something minute video. You can go watch it. Go do it. Go watch them laugh about you. Go watch them talk about how they're conditioning you with the television. I mean, you go see those messages that are anti-man, anti-family, anti-liberty, that are savage. That's because they want to screw you up. They want to have you be alone. And they say that if you go after other groups, you hate them. No. What's happening is they want to make us all under the state's control. They want to bankrupt us, and the Democratic Party officially has adopted, by the 60s, the Cloward and Piven strategy that we've talked about for 15, 16 years that's become now widely understood, just like Agenda 21, where the top sociologists for the Democratic Party said, we're going to bankrupt things in the name of the poor, but it's meant to bankrupt things to bring in our socialist society. Which isn't even socialist. When you hear socialism, that means get control of you so you can be under eugenics. Now, I know we got loaded phones. We're going to get to so many that are patiently holding, like Sean in Australia. I didn't even notice we had a caller from Australia. William, Eric, Ed. We'll probably go into overdrive next hour because our guest is here all the way from Arizona. I shot a video talking about this last night. Weldon Henson a few weeks ago, who's does research over what we carry, either I watch and read something and like it or have an idea, or he's going over stuff we're sent and brings it to me. And he said, hey, I really like this after the tribulation, let no man be deceived. Do you know who these guys are? And yes, I know who all three of the men are that are featured in it. And it's a very well done film, and it's after the tribulation, let no man be deceived. Now, I want to explain something here. Let's say you don't believe in God. You don't believe in a sixth sense. You don't know why when you're walking, through an empty place, you feel somebody looking at you and there's a guy behind you. You don't know why all that happens, why a monarch butterfly can, fly to Canada and back or whatever. You just think all that is here, the TV is the reality, whatever. The elites are all very, very spiritual. And let me tell you, they worship something that looks a lot like the devil of the Bible. In fact, they say that's who they worship. They believe Lucifer is God. And I was brought up a Christian, and I have had spiritual experiences, and we've got that part of our brain connected to our spirit. But you get a little bit older, and you hear all this stuff. But then when I went to Bohemian Grove and saw 1,000-plus world leaders in religious rapture that I'd experienced in Baptist and evangelical churches I went to as a child, but on a dark side, people really, in a religious experience, an average atheist goes, oh, they're just having fun worshiping the big owl and doing a mock sacrifice to it. But you see, when you're there, it's not just a play. Plays come from religious events thousands of years ago, the stage, the people watching. The whole world's a stage, each of us players upon it. You find out, man, there's something going on here. But I know this. It was Christians that said no to slavery in Rome 2,000 years ago. It got thrown to the lions. If you want to be technical, about 1,960 years ago is when it was really going on. It was Christians said no to slavery in Europe and then finally here. Now, there's some Bohemian Grove footage from Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove we're showing TV viewers. The point is that if you're a new listener, yes, I snuck into Bohemian Grove where the big boys of Skull and Bones go when they're old men. And the point I want to make to everybody out there who's watching, who's viewing us right now, is that even if you don't believe in a spiritual realm, you have to understand the New World Order's greatest tool is convincing you it doesn't exist because they don't want you looking into it because they believe all the power is there, whether it's real or not. They don't want you knowing about it and have written that they have pushed atheism and agnostic stuff so that you don't even ever think about it. It's like the Screwtape letters, a demon talking to a low-level demon. Was it written by a great British writer? Popped my head in a minute. C.S. Lewis. They don't even want you, getting into the big evils. They just don't want you ever thinking outside the box of and feeling that connection. Or they want to misdirect it if you do discover that. But regardless, it has been the rapture doctrine that's, 150 years old, max or so. We got a theologian here who can break it down. No Christians ever believed. I guess there were a few small groups later in Rome who did for a certain period that it was the end of the world. Or, don't worry about evil. It's the end of the world. Our founders are now criticized by TV preachers who are getting government funding and clergy response team FEMA money to say, the Christians. I've got the clips. You can just go to YouTube. Preachers, TV preacher says that we shouldn't have... Christians should have obeyed and worshiped the gods and should have been thrown to the lions, twisting Romans 13. They teach our founders were bad. They should have followed King George. That's all diametrically opposed to everything in the Bible. So understand, if you want to know why we got in this position, where the government now runs the churches. It violates the First Amendment and common sense this country was founded on. It's because the leadership got bought off by the World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches, the same Rockefeller groups. Go look it up. And so from an anthropologist or sociologist view, you need to see after the tribulation, because the Bible clearly states the tribulation comes after the devil wages war on the saints and overcomes them and chops off their heads by the millions and all of this. And I understand why Christians go, oh, no, I'm going to get jetpacked out of here. A golden rope's going to come down. You know, Scotty's up there on the Enterprise. He's going to teleport me out of here. Well, let me tell you something. The Bible, from front to back, nobody gets teleported out except for one guy who'd been so good, you know, God picked him up. But the point is, and he didn't, and he wasn't getting teleported out to escape something. He'd already gone through the fire. Okay, so I want to explain some, of course, and Christ, of course, did as well, but that wasn't really a man. You can go back and forth. The point is God in man's body. The point is, this is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen, okay? And they hate Christians and they hate gun owners because they know we understand what's going on. That's the litmus test, that we know they're authoritarians. Now, he's with us for this hour and a little bit into the next hour. After the Tribulation, a film that they even did an InfoWars-style trailer without us even saying it. So I went ahead and tagged on my own promo onto it. It's up at InfoWars.com right now. But After the Tribulation, Let No Man Deceive You. Everyone needs to buy this at InfoWarsStore.com and go give it to their pastor, their preachers, and others. And again, Pastor Steve Anderson is famously 100-mile in checkpoints. He's been beat up for asking questions. We'll play some of that later. He's the guy that said, you know, he prays for Obama, you know, to be brought down, which is biblical, got demonized for that. But Pastor Steven Anderson was born and raised in Sacramento, California. He's married with seven beautiful children. At age 18, he traveled throughout Germany and Eastern Europe with Baptist churches, studying foreign languages and getting experience in the ministry. Pastor Anderson started a totally independent Baptist church, Faithful World Baptist Church, on December 25th, 2005. So I guess 7, 8 years old now, and faithfulworldbaptist.org is the website. Okay, we're going to break in a few minutes. Great to have you here, but let's get right in to this film and the scriptures and where this doctrine came, that it's a pre-tribulation rapture, so nobody's got to worry about anything. All the other Christians had to go through the fire, but, you know, this generation, as it's all coming down, we're going to be left alone.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Alex. Good to be here. I think this film is most important because, if you want to know why Christians are asleep right now, if you want to know why the vast majority of Christians don't want to hear about the New World Order, they don't care when you warn them about global government or police state, it's because of this doctrine. This pre-trib rapture doctrine makes everybody believe that it doesn't really matter what's going on because we're all going to be out of here. And there was a pastor in Arizona that I know who recently said to me, as soon as he found out that I didn't believe in this pre-tribulation rapture, he said, well, now I understand why you're so paranoid about government. Because he'd seen all the stuff with...
Yeah, that's sick that they don't care about, even if they were going to be teleported out. Don't they care about all the people now? No, they don't. They sit around at country clubs.
Yeah, so he said, now I see why you're so paranoid about government, but I'd like to turn that around on him and say, now I see why you don't give a rip about anything that's going on. Now I see why you trust the government so much, because you believe this fairy tale that we're going to be taken out of here before...
Homeland Security is now saying the number one enemy of the groups is the Christians. Remember Janet Reno said, a believer that believes in the second coming of Christ, that is a mentally ill cult member.
Yeah, and this is all prophesied in the Bible. The Bible's real clear that eventually Christians are going to be...
The smart meters, the chips, the face scanning, the hands, all of it. World government, the exact empires, the name of it, everything.
It's all in the Bible. And the amazing thing is that, you know, people 100 years ago might have read the Bible and wondered, you know, how could this be implemented? How do you stop people from buying or selling? You know, how do you take this kind of global power over every single nation in the world? But now we can see it happening.
The UN says 10 kingdoms. They call it 10 kingdoms.
Right.
It's all there. It's all, I mean, they're following it. The only other argument is, well, they're using it as a template of control. Like it's a science fiction book, and they go, ooh, this is a good plan. Oh, and they worship the devil on top of it? But that's a joke, too, I guess.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, obviously, the Bible has been talking about this stuff since hundreds and hundreds of years ago. It's crystal clear. It's like reading a newspaper when you read the Bible about the one world government, global warfare, the engineered famines that...
Bioweapons, weather control.
All of it.
Metal insects that drop things that turn into mountains of fire, columns, hydrogen bombs. I mean, it's all there.
It's all.
I mean, the people having these visions were like, I saw metal, giant insects, mountains of flame. I mean,
if you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait. They go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Oh, great. Now I've got to go to court.
Meet Tina, now facing a future court date.
I can't afford an attorney.
Then learn how to represent yourself in court, step by step, without a lawyer.
How?
Online at howtowinincourt.com.
Howtowinincourt.com?
Howtowinincourt.com was created by a 27-year veteran attorney, so you can know how to win without a lawyer.
Now I can go to court with confidence.
Learn how at howtowinincourt.com, the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Pastor Steve Anderson, who's one of the people in this great new film, After the Tribulation, is our guest. Okay, I'm ranting and raving. Continue with the points you were making during the break, and let's get into what the Bible really says. And again, even if you're not a Christian, this is what governs over 2 billion people on the planet who say they're one form of Christian or another, and they're all being told you're all going to be raptured. Hollywood loves to promote it. It's what all the TV heads say, and it turns out they're all basically clergy response team federal agents. Go over it.
Yeah, let me just start out by saying that this doctrine of the pre-tribulation rapture is not found in the Bible at all. It's not derived from any scripture, and it's like the emperor's new clothes. Everybody goes around saying, of course we believe in it, all the pastors preach it, but nobody ever stops to ask themselves, wait a minute, is this even taught in the Bible? And it all is relying upon one key point, that they teach that Jesus can come back at any moment. And, you know, you'll hear a lot of TV preachers saying, you know, he may even come back before I'm done with this sermon.
Come like a thief in the night, no man know the time.
Right. Send your money now. You know, you don't need it. We could be gone tomorrow. So this doctrine that says that Jesus is coming at any moment is not found in Scripture at all. And what they're twisting is where Jesus Christ said in Matthew 24, of that day and hour, he said, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven. Well, what they forgot to tell you is that a couple of verses before that, he said it was after the tribulation. So he said, after the tribulation, he's coming in the clouds, the trumpet's going to sound. Then a couple of verses later,
he said, no stone will be left unturned in this war.
And a couple of verses later, he says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So they quote that one verse, hoping that you're too ignorant.
Yeah, quote the other voice, the earlier part.
Okay, it says in verse 29 of Matthew 24, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from the heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. You're going to notice that. This isn't some secret, left behind, everybody disappears thing. It's talking about the sun and moon being
darkened. Stuff's going to be blowing up.
And it says, then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Son of Man is what Jesus called himself on this earth. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. The elect in the New Testament is always referring to those that are believers, those that are saved, those who believe in Christ. So they totally skip over that part, and they jump down to verse 36 where it says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only.
And again, I've read the Bible. The whole thing foreshadows in the Old Testament what's going to happen. It says it in the New Testament. It says it in Revelation. Over and over again, it describes how the devil goes after God's people, and they have to stand against it because it's not about what happens to their body. It's about their soul and having the courage. I mean, it's ridiculous. It is the emperor's no... is totally naked here.
Exactly. And there's no basis for it. But anyway, the scripture that I just read for you, where it said, after the tribulation, Christ comes in the clouds, he gathers the elect, the trumpet sounds. When you try to show this to one of these pre-trib preachers, they'll tell you, well, that's not even about the rapture. But then these same people will turn around and quote you that no man knoweth the day or the hour all day long.
No, I've had them do it to me in person.
Even though it's just a couple verses later. So it's like they just take that one verse out of context. Now, you brought up the part about the thief in the night where they say, you know, Jesus is coming as a thief in the night. He can come at any moment. But here's what's funny. If you actually go to that passage where it says that he's coming as a thief in the night in 1 Thessalonians 5, if you go down two verses, it says, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
It's saying the dumbed down masses won't know what hit them.
Exactly. He says that it's coming upon those that do not believe, those who don't know.
We all know it's coming. We all see the freight train.
Why would it come upon us as a thief in the night when he's telling us exactly what's going to happen? He says, you're not in darkness, that day should overtake you.
Totally clear. Totally clear.
Exactly.
That's why you got to stop listening to preachers and read the Bible.
It's going to overtake them as a thief because the Bible says they're asleep. We're not asleep as others. He said, wake up, watch, be sober, read the Bible, know this is coming. He says, when you begin to see these things come to pass, then lift up your heads, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. But there's nothing in the Bible that teaches that Jesus can come at any moment. He said, look, X, Y, and Z has to come first. And what's funny is the two main passages that I encourage people to read are Matthew 24 and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And in both of these passages, he uses the term, let no man deceive you. And then he goes on to explain how his coming is not at any moment, and that first the tribulation comes, first the sun and moon are darkened. So that tells me
Christ is
to deceive us.
Christ is even saying now, I'm going to tell you when this is going to happen, but people are going to try to deceive you on this.
Exactly.
Listen carefully.
Right.
And a 5-year-old can tell what he's saying, and these preachers twist it.
I figured it out when I was 12.
Well, we're going to come right back and talk about, as you go back to this, this got pushed by the globalists about 150 years ago.
Exactly.
Because they were sick of Christians always fighting evil. Mm-hmm. They said, don't worry about it. Go have some fun. Scotty's up there. He's going to beam you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 295-5305.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean,
biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Dead.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Sean in Australia, we're going to get to you. John, who disagrees, will be a pre-trib rapture. We're going to get to him. We're going to get to everybody. I know people were holding over from the last interview, but it all ties together, this total control grid. And we're not judging people out there who are Christians and think there's going to be a pre-trib rapture. You guys are getting freaked out by it because it's now doctrinal that you're going to hell if you don't believe in this. And it's not about Jesus and the blood of Jesus. It's about the rapture happening before. And this is universal now across the board, especially in the Protestant circles. This is it. It's not saved by grace alone. There's a pre-trib rapture because you've got to think this so you stand down and go along with it. And boy, are people in for a rude awakening. I want to talk about the history of this, where it came from, what happened to you as a Baptist preacher when you said you knew this when you were 12, reading the Bible. Go through that, and then we'll go to some calls. It's all covered in the film, After the Tribulation, available at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Both URLs will get you there. And you know what? It's important to talk about this and to look at it because these, you know, Christ, I mean, I know he's not the preacher, so he doesn't really count. He's kind of back of the bus, you know, saying that. And I know it says the beast will wage war against the saints and overcome them and all that. And then it clearly says, you know, at the end of the tribulation, when Christ comes back, the dead are raised and all that. But that's the Bible. The Bible takes a back seat to the preachers, who are the clergy response team on FEMA payroll, violating the First Amendment with the federal government controlling them. But I guess they are my Pharisee kings. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so here's the history on this. Before the year 1830, every denomination, every type of Christianity taught that the rapture took place after the tribulation, because that's what the Bible explicitly says. Why would anyone teach anything different? But in the late 1830s, a man by the name of John Nelson Darby started teaching a doctrine of what he called the secret rapture, which is this idea that people are going to disappear. Nobody knows where they went. Nobody knows what's going on.
Just asinine.
It happens before the tribulation. Okay, he promoted and taught that doctrine throughout the 1800s. He put out his own version of the Bible, the Darby translation, where he tampered with key passages about the second coming of Christ.
And he's famous for that.
Oh, yeah. And then later on, it was picked up by a guy named Schofield. And this guy Schofield put out a Schofield reference Bible, and that is what is responsible for getting it to all the Baptists. All the seminaries started really pushing the Schofield reference Bible. I just got a call this week of people trying to sell me Schofield Bibles. And so the Schofield Bible is all about getting the pre-trib rapture doctrine out to people. Now, because this doctrine is not found in the Bible at all, there's no clear scripture that anybody can point to that shows you, here's where it says before the tribulation, Jesus comes in the clouds. They have to rely on a lot of fear and intimidation to make sure that all the preachers walk in line. Now, just in my own personal life, I started pastoring 7 years ago, and I was sent out to start an independent Baptist church in Phoenix, Arizona. The church that sent me out, as soon as they found out that I did not believe in the pre-tribulation rapture, because I preached a sermon, you know, where I explained why it was false, they immediately cut all ties with me, cut all contact with me, disowned me effectively. And honestly, any pastor who preaches against the pre-tribulation rapture is going to pay a big price. They're going to lose their preacher friends. They're going to lose any kind of funding, because if you are not pre-trib, you are not in the club. And they have to rely on that blackballing of anybody who will question it in order to make sure that every Baptist and every evangelical is in lockstep teaching the pre-trib rapture. Let me tell you something. Every single Baptist Bible college or Baptist seminary or evangelical Bible college that I know of teaches the pre-tribulation rapture, and they demand that their graduates believe.
And they even have Hollywood movies where the aliens come and take the good people away. Even, I mean, the Hollywood's pushing this.
And every single church I've ever been in had people who believed right on this. Because, you know, there are people who, believe it or not, there are some people who actually read the Bible and believe it.
You were saying when you were 12.
When I was 12, I believed it right on this since I was 12. I grew up being taught the pre-trib rapture in every church I've ever been to. But when I was 12, I decided to read the Bible, or I'm sorry, the New Testament I wanted to read cover to cover for the first time. I started in Matthew, and by the time I got to chapter 24 and read what Jesus said, it was clear to me, and I've never believed in the pre-trib rapture since reading Matthew.
Well, what does your gut and spirit tell you? I mean, God's going to put us through the fire. Now, if we go halfway, God sometimes protects his people. But you just don't get out of the whole deal. I mean, none of the prophets did.
No, the Bible says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And the Bible says, you know, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. You know, the Bible warns us over and over again. I would just encourage anybody who's listening and skeptical about what I'm saying, look up in a concordance every time the Bible uses the word tribulation. 90% of the time the word tribulation is used in the New Testament, it's referring to believers going through trials and tribulations and suffering and persecution because of them taking a stand for the Word of God. Because if you take a stand and preach the Word of God, you're going to be persecuted. The whole book of Acts is people being thrown in jail. It's people being arrested.
Have you seen the big TV preachers? I've played the clips now, saying the Christians were wrong to not do what Rome said and worship those idols. Romans 13, do what they say.
I haven't seen it, but I know from reading the book of Acts, you know, the Jews were constantly persecuting the Christians. They were taking them out of the synagogues. They were beating them. They were putting them to death. And all throughout the book of Acts, every Bible-believing preacher is getting arrested. He's getting beaten. He's getting persecuted. He's getting in prison. And yet we're taught that before the Antichrist comes, before the one world government's in place, before they start, you know, this law that says that if you won't worship the Antichrist, you're going to be killed. You know, we're all going to be out of here because they say God would never allow his people to go through something like that. God loves us too much to allow us to suffer. He would never, you know, allow us to go through tribulation. But yet every other generation of believers have gone through.
Well, look at Paul. His job was to hunt down for the Sanhedrin, hunt down Christians.
Yeah. And let me make it real clear. I do believe in the rapture. I'm not saying that the rapture is a false.
Oh, I know. They'll spin that, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is what they'll do. You're saying there's no rapture. Or they'll say, oh, well, here's people before 1830 teaching that the rapture existed. No, that's not what we're saying. Before 1830, there was not a person on this planet who believed that the rapture came after or before the tribulation. The Bible says that the rapture happens after the tribulation. That's when Christ comes in the clouds.
I want to go to some. The point is, the film covers all this. And again, even if you're not a Christian, you need to see it. It's very well done because it explains why Christians will go along with anything now.
Well, yeah, you know what? And the film is important for Christian and non-Christian alike. First of all, if somebody's not a Christian, you know, they need to watch the film and become a Christian. Because honestly, and you know, that's explained at the end of the film. But honestly, I don't understand how you can look around and see all these things happening in the world today and then look at the Bible and see that it's exactly what the Bible said would happen. And then
well, see, what I do is I just point out what the New World Order is doing and I just say, hey, you want to see it? And yeah. People will actually watch it.
Right.
My experience, you're going to see this or go to hell, and they don't watch it. You know?
Well, but here's the thing. Even if you're not a Christian, I'm sure you have some Christian friend who just refuses to wake up and refuses to understand what's going on with the global government, the New World Order, the food supply, the water. You know, this film is the ultimate film for waking Christians up because it's packed with Bible.
Well, look at Revelation. It talks about the different passages, how the kings of the earth and the sorcerers manipulate the pharmakia, the drugs, to drug the public and make us drunk on the blood of the innocents. Pepsi puts the dead baby parts in. So you know, it's like the golden child. They're trying to, you know, get him to eat the bad things. So they can, you know, like spiritually get at him. But the point is, they're sitting there point blank saying that they traffic in our souls. That's what they want. The globalists want our minds. They're not after treasure and power. Their minions are. The high-level Luciferians aren't even into materialism. They want our souls.
Exactly right. And this film, we spend about half the film just demolishing the pre-tribulation rapture lie. And, you know, that's like taking candy from a baby because, I mean, it's so clear in Scripture. And then we spend the other half of the film just explaining how this is all going to play out and showing examples from now, you know, about the implantable chips, about the cashless society, about
the smart grid's already going in. I mean, it's total control. Exactly. They're having police checkpoints with scanners. I've got articles targeting. They know veterans, off their license plate scan, no criminal record. The police are, this is a courtesy safety check. Mm-hmm. Let me search your car without a warrant. And then they're getting, in New York State, 5 felony counts facing 20 years in jail. And they're saying, I'm a decorated veteran. I didn't even know that the law said this was illegal. They're like throwing the book at them saying, we're going to get you. I mean, they're going after good people now.
Oh, yeah. And all throughout the Bible, you know, going back to the very beginning, you know, Cain killed Abel. You know, all throughout the Bible, it's the bad guys killing the good guys.
And evil wants high office to abuse.
Exactly.
And again, the whole Bible's about don't trust the government, stand up against it. Romans 13 is totally taken out of context. That's why we sell the book, Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission, by Chuck Baldwin and his constitutional lawyer son, breaks that all down. Every church I go to, doesn't matter, Pentecostal, evangelical, Baptist, my wife wants to go to church. You know, for Christian friends, I go in, and at the end of the sermon, they go, we need to do what the government says, and they're of the Lord, and there's going to be some times coming when the government needs to do some things, but it's of God. And I know their clergy response team, and I go up and say, were you told to do that by higher-ups for FEMA? I'm not going to talk about that now, sonny boy there. And it's a federal agent there now. So devilish, so unconstitutional. And they're not even bad men themselves, but they are now agents of the New World Order.
Well, you know, I actually used to attend a really big mega-type church. And when I went to that really big church, the pastor was literally called to a meeting with George W. Bush in Washington, D.C., with a bunch of other big-time pastors. And they sat him down and told him, we're on your team, you know, but you need to help us. And here's what, you know. And basically, these pastors are literally getting their marching orders from the government. Because the government's not stupid. You know, they know that these big pastors that pastor really big churches.
It's over 100,000 now. It's little ones. I've got the manuals. I'm sure you've seen our clergy response team stuff we broke right. 7-8 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And since then, it's been declassified.
Right.
They've got them ready that when the time comes, turn your guns in, take the shots, go to the camp, let them take your husband. It's of the Lord. It's actually.
And you know what's sad about that is that.
By the way, well, I'm not just saying that. That's in the manuals. Go ahead.
No, I know.
They plan on taking us away.
I've seen the evidence. And the thing is, the thing that's sad about it, though, is that it turns a lot of people off away from Christianity because they see how basically a lot of these pastors are these minions of the New World Order and these minions of big government and global warfare and all these different things.
Minions of the devil.
And minions of the devil. And then they look at that and it makes them turn against the Bible or turn against Jesus Christ or not want to hear about it. When in reality, that's not the Bible or Jesus talking. These guys don't know the Bible. You know, and so if we could get some preachers that would stand up and preach what the Bible really says and warn people about these things, then maybe people would you know.
I agree. I'm gonna go to and again, if people are out there Christians, like how dare you even talk about this? What's wrong with talking? See, this is the big taboo. Let me tell all the Christians out there something. In your life, if you've done the right thing and stood up against evil, God many times will protect you, unless it's part of a larger plan. You know, I don't pray to God every day, hey, give me this, give me that, protect me. I just say, look, I'm a sinner, I'm a dirty, you know, rag here. I'm trying to fight evil. My heart loves good. Will you help me be strong? Will you help me not be a bad person? There's all these Pharisees out there that want to make you obsess on the law but not the heart. And the issue is, I'm going to tell Christians something out there. You are not going to make it through this evil that's coming, believing you're going to be teleported out of here. I assure you, that's just not justice. God is not going to let you sit there like a coward and be ejected out of this if you don't stand up against evil. I'm not saying God doesn't deliver people, but they have to go through the fire first. Is that not biblical over and over again? It's the same stories over and over again.
It's definitely biblical that every single Christian, according to the Bible, is appointed to suffering, to go through trials, to go through tribulations. You know, yeah, he's going to see us through. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. But it's not saying, you know, we're going to be delivered before the afflictions come. You know, the Bible teaches.
What about Job? You know, why didn't he just get delivered up front?
Exactly. As Christians, we all have to fight.
And it said he was as near perfect as any man.
He was the greatest man living on the earth at that time, is what the Bible says. He was an upright man, and he went through the most suffering of anybody in the Bible, okay? Because all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And Christians today, it's like you said, you know, the Christians today who don't see this coming, they're not prepared for it. You know, it's going to catch them unawares. It's going to catch them off guard. They're going to panic. They're going to be disillusioned. You know, oh, what happened to the rapture? I don't know what to do. I'm scared. You know, and you know, those of us that are awake, we're ready for it, you know?
They're already setting up checkpoints nationwide where they're looking for veterans, Christians, gun owners, second coming of Christ believers, libertarians. They know, I mean, there are the main homeland security, and the same in Europe, is for us. I mean, there it is. These are really bad people. I mean, where's the, you know, I want to go to calls. We got a caller from Australia. He's been holding the longest. I promise I'm going to get you after the break, Sean. I'm going to give you time. But John says he disagrees. He's listening on shortwave in Texas, WWCR, World Service. John, what do you disagree with, brother?
Hello. Yes, I'm approaching this conversation not hostile. I think
it's okay. Tell us what you think, brother.
Okay. I just didn't want you to understand. I'm not coming at you hostile.
I don't mind that. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And Pastor Anderson, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, have you ever read the Geneva Bible? In that verse, they changed it in the Geneva Bible, and when they changed it in the King James Version, they changed it to except there come a falling away, and originally it was a departing. And that, to me, shows that there, you know, that there there has to be a departing of something.
Okay, I've heard this theory that the falling away is actually a departure, meaning that Christians are departing this earth. The Greek word there is apostasia. You actually expect me to believe that the Greek word apostasia should be translated as departure, meaning departing in the rapture? No, apostasy is when people fall away from the faith or depart from the faith. The Bible says in the last days some will depart from the faith. The
only everyone knows a falling away means, look at Europe, look at America, people, you know.
But look, I encourage you, the Greek word apostasia is where we get our English word apostasy. And so when the Geneva Bible said a departure, it's talking about departing the faith. Falling away means falling away from the truth. And that's what we're seeing today. A lot of Christians.
How does the beast wage war on the saints and overcome them if the Christians are all gone?
But look, I've heard this so many times. Wake up, people. Apostasy. Apostasia. That is not the rapture. And look, this caller, I'm not trying to be rude to the caller, but this subject just gets me fired up. And let me tell you something. Christians today who believe in the pre-trib rapture, this is the kind of ridiculous reasoning they use. They're going to take me to 2 Thessalonians.
Look, my gut and studying the world, they're planning to bring in world government and kill. Their plan is over 90% of us, okay? They're planning to kill people, and they're occultists, and they're using microchips to buy and sell. I mean, it's on, folks. So I'm here to tell you, all the Christians out there thinking you and your kids are getting out of this, there's none of you are getting out of this unless it means you die early before this happens. Okay, I got a warning for you right now. You can put it in the bank. Okay, you can put it in the pipe and smoke it. Nobody, and I mean nobody, rides for free. Nobody's going into the kingdom of heaven without showing their mettle. The fire separates the garbage from the gold. I'm going to go back to that caller. Stay there, sir. I want to give you a response back, John.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait. They go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We'll be right back.
everything we've talked about, unfortunately, is now starting to unfold. And all over the country, they're getting Homeland Security grants, starting with New York and L.A. They now have naked body scanners that the police force people into on the street randomly. They're doing something like 500,000 a year random searches without warrants. Now, that's up at Infowars.com in New York. And now they're having warrantless checkpoints here in Texas. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Engineer files lawsuit against New York street body scanners, violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's just incredible. MSNBC urges viewers to boycott gun manufacturers. I mean, this is a full racketeering operation. McCain and Schumer move to force Americans to use biometric ID for employment. After the tribulation, sneak peek, got the trailer up there. Department of Homeland Security targets gun collector. Decorated combat veteran arrested, charged with 5 felonies for possession of AR-15 magazines in New York State. Now illegal. They say they're going to throw him under the jail. This is how they're going to come after us, folks, and it is pure evil. And we can be like Nineveh, I believe, and get a reprieve if we push this back. I had a sheriff on, the one in Kentucky, who's now got hundreds of sheriffs by his honor going public saying, I won't enforce this. I'm going to stand against the gun confiscation. Now hundreds, prominent ones, are coming out saying they stand with him. He said, look, you know, he said, we might have had all this happen in the 70s, but people stood up. We would have had it happen last year. We're in the game, folks, and it's all in the Bible. Whether you believe it or not, it's amazing philosophy, amazing information. The media puts it down all day because they're scared of it. And read the Bible and tell me, how did it predict all this with such precision? I want to go to Sean in Australia, who's been holding super patient. I promise I'm going to get to you. But John in Texas, who disagrees, the pastor got fired up there with you. You're very nice to call in. Do you want to have a counterpoint back to him?
Yes, thank you. Pastor Anderson, have you ever read the book Why So Many Churches by Dr. Noah Hutchings? The reason I'm bringing this up is because I believe that...
I've read it. Everybody fights over doctrine until everything splits.
Exactly. And I don't have a bone to pick either way on this side. If we're raptured out of here, I'm happy. I just know I'm insecure in Christ. That's where I'm coming from.
No, I think that's key, but we need to be fighting this thing. Because what matters is people's souls. Go ahead, Pastor. Comments?
Well, you know, I appreciate the call, and I'm sorry that I got a little fired up there. It's just I'm really passionate about this.
Falling away means falling down, not up.
Yeah, if things fall, they fall down, they don't fall.
We're not going to be raptured to the center of the earth.
So the apostasia or falling away or departure is not the rapture. But as far as the idea of not fighting over doctrine, I disagree with that. I haven't read the book. I can't comment on it. But I'm going to fight over doctrine until I die, because I do want to fight over every little doctrine, because if it wasn't important, it wouldn't have been in the Bible. And let me tell you something. It's the New World Order that wants to unite everybody.
Have you not World Council of Churches?
Yeah, they want to unite all the churches. World Council of Churches. They want the Baptist.
Ecumenical.
Ecumenicalism. They want the Baptist, the Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness. They want them all to join up. That's the New
World Order. Let's go to Australia real quick. Sean in Australia, thanks for holding here on the air.
Alex, how are you? Look, I want to speak to another book. Another book written by Carol Quigley that I'm sure you're familiar with, Tragedy and Hope.
Yes, sir.
It's actually, there's a passage in there that actually gives you the historical framework for understanding why weapons are needed in times of human civilization when there is enemies. Now, if you give me just 5 minutes to read it, you can use this against anyone who argues against you.
No, well, we're going to go to break, go to overdrive in a moment, but go ahead and tell people the passage, the page. We even sell Tragedy and Hope. It's like 1,100 pages long. This is a top globalist admitting the whole program, Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown. Give people the passage and page number. We'll come back and let you read it on air.
No worries. Okay, I actually don't have the page number. I'm just going to print out right now.
Sorry. No, I understand, but I'm saying if you give me the page number, I can actually go grab the book right over there on the bookshelf and then show people. You know, give me a couple words out of it, and then I can go to the, give me a name out of it, and then I can go look up the page number in the back of the book. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Enter introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.